Welcome to the Vegas Voice Podcast Network. The Vegas Voice, the voice for your health, wealth, and good times, and Nevada's most powerful senior media resource. I'm John the Announcer, and happy to introduce the various Vegas Voice segments and interviews that you can also find in our magazine, on our websites, and YouTube channel. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy listening to the Vegas Voice.
Hello again, everybody. And welcome to Listening to the Vegas Voice. I'm Dan Roberts, the publisher of the magazine, and I have the great pleasure of talking to various people who make our community as great as it is. And I have a fantastic one. I have one of our columnists today, and that's Greg Smith. And he is president of the Clark County, Nevada Genealogy Society. Yes. And with him is Mr. Bert Reiner, who is a member of the
Jewish Genealogy Society.
And one day I'm going to learn how to say that word correctly. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Let me start with Craig as a columnist. What do you guys do?
Well, first of all, Dan, thanks for having us here today. I love speaking about genealogy and getting the word out to the general public. And as I've mentioned in my columns, is it's a great hobby for seniors. And I say it's a hobby, and for some of us it is a hobby, but you can really delve into your family past. And as I'd like to say, I came up with the name of the articles, but you did. It's called Exploring Your Roots in the magazine, and I really like that one. So it's a great pastime, and what's very good about it now, even if you're kind of homebound, you can still do genealogy research right from your home. And with the advent of the internet, and you can't do everything maybe on the internet, but you can get a lot accomplished, because the old days and the documents that I inherited 15, 20 years ago were all in boxes, and that's when my relatives went to courthouses, went to these different places to find their documents on who got married to who, and birth certificates, death certificates, everything like that. And that's how they did it. Well, now you can do a lot of it right from your own home.
I mean, that's just incredible. And how long have you been doing it before we start turning questions over to Bert?
I've really only been doing it about 10 years.
Okay? Well, that's quite a long time.
It is, but in the societies, and Bert can speak to this too, we have people who have been doing this 25, 30, even longer years. So, I mean, it is really something that people enjoy doing, and you don't have to do it 10 hours a day. You can do it an hour a day, or you can do it on the weekends. Some people still work. I've only been doing it, like I said, about 10 years after I quit working is when I started really getting into it.
And Bert, I mean, you're with the Jewish Genealogy Society of Southern Nevada. How long have you been doing it, and how did you fall into something like this?
Well, I've been into it at about 15 years, and it was quite coincidental. It was a funeral of my brother-in-law. And after the funeral, I went to do some work on the computer, and I noticed on his computer a genealogy details of his family and my family and everybody else's, and I asked his widow, you know, who's going to take over? And she says, nobody's interested. So I said, I'll do it. And I copied the program, and I've been doing it ever since. I have now over 4,000 members in my tree, which covers not only my family, the direct family, but in-laws and extending that on. And I really enjoy doing this.
I asked Greg you earlier, is it work involved? Is it tedious work? Is it, oh my God, I come to a dead end and I quit? Or is there always something to find and always something to search for? Bert, let's start with you first.
It's fun. It's the idea of going through on the computer. I do most of my work at home with my computer. I belong to Ancestry.com.
Right.
It's a you have to pay for this, and it's amazing the kind of information that I can obtain. People, I might meet somebody, and I have met people that ended up being first cousins of mine, all through the research.
I find that fascinating. Craig, you were telling me before we started that you're able to go back three or four generations. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, it can, and you can do a lot of that now with the Ancestry.com. Like Bert said, there's a fee, for an annual fee for that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is also Family Search. Now, that's a free website that you can do almost all the same type of searching for, family, relatives, and stuff like that. It can be tedious. You run into what we call in the genealogy world a brick wall,
right,
where you can't get any farther because you can't find information out, which kind of leads me to want to say that's one of the reasons for joining a genealogy society, because you have this vast knowledge, a knowledge base of people who have been doing this for many, many years, and they can give you hints and tricks on how to find a particular relative. You know, for example, did you look here? Did you look here? Did you look here? And it just amazes me, and that's one of the reasons I joined a genealogy society, is to really tap into that vast knowledge. And you get to interact with a lot of people, too. And, you know, for example, our society, the Clark County, Nevada Genealogical Society, meets once a month, the third Saturday of every month, and get together.
And where do you meet?
Oh, I'm sorry, at the Paseo Verde Library, right, in Henderson, and it's at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we usually have either a guest speaker or we do a lot of Zoom meetings where we get experts that come in from different societies or websites, and they can come in and talk about specific subjects. For example, one of the ones that we're looking forward to is next month. The gentleman by the name of Daniel Horowitz is coming to town. He is with the company called MyHeritage, another organization that you can do. And so we're looking forward to seeing him. He's coming in. He actually lives in Israel, and he's coming in on his way to RootsTech, which is a big genealogy conference up in Salt Lake City at the end of February. So Daniel's going to give one presentation on Saturday, the 24th of February, at our society at the Paseo Verde Library. And then the next day, he does two different presentations down at the Jewish Genealogy Society. And Bert, correct me if I'm wrong, that's down at the Family Search Center down in downtown Las Vegas at 9th and Clark.
And Bert, a little bit about your group. Talk. How long have they been around? How many members do you have? How do you get more information about it? Anything and anything, please.
We have about 40 members. We've lost a lot after the pandemic.
Yeah.
We've moved down to the Mormon facility downtown, where we meet on the third Sunday of each month. Have guest speakers speaking about various aspects of Jewish genealogy, but not necessarily. It could cover subjects like DNA, anything that is interesting to the genealogy society.
And how long have you been doing it through the society there?
Well, I joined probably about 5 years ago. I've been in Vegas actually 23 years, but I was a snowbird. Spent half the year in Connecticut. When it got too cold, I'd come to Vegas. When it got too hot, I'd be back again.
Back up in Connecticut. You know, in the few minutes that we have left, if somebody listening in, reading your column, Craig, wants more information, where do I start? What do I do? How do they contact you, and where do you begin?
Well, for our group, we are, once again, the Clark County, Nevada Genealogical Society, ccng.org, ccngs.org. And they can go to our website, and we have all of our classes and different ones. The one that I really want to point out that your listeners may really be interested, February 22nd, It's what we call a lunch and learn at the library. It's a separate from our meeting. It's from noon till 2 o'clock, and it's beginning genealogy.
Okay.
So it's an excellent course for somebody who has not been exposed to this before but would like to learn a little bit more how to get started and stuff. So it's a great one for them to. Once again, that's all on our website, ccngs.org.
And again, I believe you also have it in the February issue that's coming out.
I do.
You do?
Correct. I put some of those big classes coming up in February and March.
And Bert, for your group, if they want more information, if they're Jewish like myself and I'm saying, you know, I'd like to find out about my grandparents, my great-grandparents. Obviously, most of them came from Europe. How do they get more information?
Well, you can either subscribe to Ancestry, and there's a fee involved, or you can go to use Ancestry. I'm using that as an example.
Right.
But you can go to your local library and access Ancestry as if you were a member, and you would get that for free.
I'm fascinated by it. I'm sure our readers or our listeners are. We are obviously over the time allotted for this right now. We haven't even touched the surface of it. I'd like to have you gentlemen back if I can and go into it, because the more I ask questions, the more I'm interested in it. So, Craig, I thank you. Brett, I thank you. Like to have you back if that's okay. And this is Dan Roberts for the Vegas Voice saying we will see you and hear from you next time. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.